from the heart of Europe to the world. Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones.
And welcome back to part two of Postcard from Poprad, broadcasting around the world from the beautiful city of Poprad in East Slovakia. I can hear him coughing in the background. Have you finished coughing? Have you finished coughing now? Are you sure? Isn't it? We lost him completely now. Push your cough button, dear. Hello? Mort calling Orson. Where's he gone? Lee? I can hear him in the background, boys and girls. Hang on, he's just coming. He's gone to the bathroom, that's what he's done. He's coming back, listen to it.
Dixieland.
Your singing's not very good on live radio.
Pardon?
Your singing's not very good on live radio.
So, I just proved something that Rachel and I have wanted to prove for a long time. People might have thought that was amateurism on my side. Well, I can guarantee it wasn't. It was sheer professionalism. We have proved that what Eric has been saying for 5 years now, that we have time to make a cup of coffee in the adverts, is completely untrue.
I like that one. You didn't go for a cup of coffee.
I did, I've just made myself a look, yeah.
Okay,
thank you. That was against my cough button.
You just get yourself a PA and they bring you one.
Yeah, no, that's what I just said before I left, although I knew you weren't listening. No. I've been abandoned by my PA, so I had to go and make my own.
Oh, you poor... in which case I sympathise completely.
And she's thrown away me half my kebab from last night, which I was going to have for breakfast.
That's a sin.
I know, tell me, wait till she comes back.
God. Better watch the news tonight. Do you want to work for Mark Zuckerberg? Well, he's revealed the one rule he uses when hiring people.
Yeah.
And I have to say, this is really quite interesting. I will only hire someone to work directly for me if I would work for that person.
Interesting concept.
That's a nice way, isn't it?
Well, it is in a way, because actually, if you think of its ramifications, it actually, unfortunately, though, means that you would both be subservient to the other. And that doesn't work, because then you become like a pair of old women just standing, oh, no, would you like a cup of coffee? Oh, I don't know if I'd like a cup of coffee. Shall we buy that company? Oh, I don't know, what do you think? Should we buy that company? Yeah, just be like that.
No, it could be exactly the opposite, though.
What, they could be murdering each other?
Almost, yeah. Well, yeah, not physically, because that would be a bit dramatic. But, you know, I can't...
In a corporate way. Corporate murder.
Yeah, because in the corporate world, it's got to be said, that there are so many flipping namby-pamby, shake hands with a wet lettuce leaf, yes people. You know,
Men and women.
Yes,
and women
boss.
Who say yes.
Yes, boss. Yes, boss. When actually the boss really wants you to say, hang on a minute, are you sure you're, you know, on the right planet here, pal? Because then you're actually doing something good for your boss, not just sort of following the lead where he could be. Because if you're that high up the tree, surely your job is to look after your boss and make sure he don't screw up.
Unless you're branching out.
Oh, God. But anyway, that's Mr. Zuckerberg's rule. He will only hire people if he feels he could work for that person as well. And I suppose, yeah, I can kind of get that, you know, in a funny way.
And I can as well, but you have to, again, you know, it's my job to point out paucity. And it's for Mr. Zuckerberg.
Is that where you get on a bunny?
A paucity on the bunny.
On the end of the leg.
On the legacy. Yes. The legacy.
Yes. That's when the legacy thing comes in as well. Yeah.
But anyway, Mr. Zuckerberg, who I'm sure is a very nice man, not very well for himself, even though he is called after a dog with a hare lip. And he actually says the other thing about running a successful business is to have a small team.
Yeah.
And he goes on, yeah, no, but this is what he says. Our Facebook team around the world, we have fewer than 10,000 people.
Right.
Well, that's 10,000 people's not a small team. A small team's like somebody who has a PA
It is when you consider that they're serving more than a billion people.
So he says.
No, that's about right.
Yeah, it's showing off.
It's about right. It's about right. It really is. And I suppose you think about old technology, Lee, for a minute, and go back to sort of, you know, the original parcel force and things like that. You know, there's so many delivery drivers and yada, 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 because of all the letters as well.
Yeah.
Today, they've got less people delivering more letters with, you know, the email system. So it makes sense. Yeah, I can buy it.
I understand it. And so basically what we're saying is don't zuck up to Mr. Zuckerberg.
Correct. The Wii Power Toilet. The Wii Power.
Ah,
Wii Power. Wii Power Toilets.
Why don't we call it the Michelation Machine?
I knew you'd have to do that. Anyway, the Wii...
Don't you even know what Michelation is?
Well, it's when you hit yourself on the back with stinging nettles, isn't it?
No, that's like hanging out a flag. It's called flagulation.
Anyway, these toilets have been, I don't know whether you'd invent it, discover it. I'm not sure which one it is.
You know what? There'd be a really easy way around this, and you wouldn't have to bother with any of this. And it's why don't you just switch the light on?
That's true. I could stand up, couldn't I? That might help.
What do you mean now? You'll have to explain that remark.
Well, because the story's gone over my head. Ba-boom! The urine-powered lighting system could be used in refugee camps where toilets are used and converted so that they can actually generate energy. And, of course, in the big world of physics, that will make sense because it creates a biofuel cell. And that will generate power. So when you go wee-wees, you could actually turn the light on.
Yes, but
that's what we always get in trouble for, though, isn't it?
Meant what? For not turning the light on and then doing it on?
Yes.
It's not that, anyway. It's just, without putting too fine a point on it, my problem with that is that in the gentleman sausage department, I'm totally unwieldy.
Are you?
And so it's like I'm doing somersaults sometimes. It's just ridiculous.
Do you know the other problem, don't you? You're gonna agree with me, I know. We always get in trouble for not putting the seat down, don't we?
Well, yes, and
do you want the cure?
Take it off.
No.
Remove the seat.
No. Go to one, keep your eyes on one of those discount stores that has special.
All those ones that come down.
Yeah, but and it's like it's sort of rubber mounted, and so it comes down really slowly. So instead of you having to sort of bend down and put the seat down without banging it, because if you bang it, you get into trouble as well. You leave it up, you get into trouble.
That's right.
So what you do is you have one of these toilet seats that comes down really slowly. You just flick it at the top, and then you've gone back, and you still watch. It's still going down as you're watching the telly again, but it does go down.
It does, and it's also very, very useful if you're in that situation that's usually, say, a Friday night or a Saturday, where you're shouting down the big white telephone.
Well, that's true.
Because the seat will come down really gently and not catch you a glancing blow on the top of the head.
And knock you out anyway.
Which is actually sometimes a godsend.
Well, that would be a typical numpty doing that. And talking of numpties, we have got the numpty of the award of the week going out now. Because this idiot called Andrew Hennels only put on his Facebook profile, doing Tesco's over now. He was... I can't do it for laughing. He was picked up shortly after the offence of doing over Tesco's in a pub.
Hello! What a snob!
And police got him because the idiot... I mean, he's got his own photograph. He's got everything. This is 7:25 in the evening, and he's telling people he's going to rob a shop.
Hello!
And now he's... I mean, It beggars belief. I mean, did he want to go in, back in prison or something?
Well, he possibly did, but also I've known quite a few recidivists in my life. And with the greatest respect... Today. No, I'm just a journalist, and I understand the use of the English language, actually. Thank you very much. Dictionary. No, I'm not doing that joke, because that would be terrible, and we would be taken off the air for...
No, don't do that, because we know what we're doing for April. We're planning something, aren't we?
Obviously, we still want to be on the air.
Yes, and we're planning something, but don't tell anybody yet.
I'm not telling anybody anything, because you've not bothered to tell me yet.
I did.
Did you?
I told you yesterday. I bought something.
Oh, that, of course. Yes, I know what you mean now. Yes. No, you can't know, ladies and gentlemen. No.
Oh. I despair, so, boys and girls. I do. Yes. Anyway, yes, carry on.
So, apart from eating a dictionary, if you split it into the word shinri and then leave the other one, that's the word that I would have got in trouble for if I'd have you told that story that would have had it taken off the air, so I'm glad I didn't.
Right.
What we're talking about? Oh, that's it, yeah, because I said I'm the ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls and everybody else. I've known a lot of recidivists in my life, and most of the recidivists, and I don't want you all coming round here knocking on my door in the village of the dam. Most recidivists are thick. That's the reason they recidivists.
Eric's thick.
It's because
as well.
They can't think ahead about the future. And so this knob had got himself £412, and the only thought he got in his head, which in some ways I do understand, was go straight to the pub. And that's where he did, and started posting on Facebook from the pub, saying, "Look, I've done, lads, I've knocked over Tesco's, I'm drunk as a skunk here." And then the police came in and arrested him.
You're going to laugh again now.
Am I? Okay.
Guess what I did?
What did you do? It's nothing to do with the little wee toilet, is it?
No, I pushed my cough button while I was talking to you, and the listeners couldn't hear me for about 5 seconds. I'm very sorry, dear listener. Anyway, Europe could be seeing the beginning of a two-tier internet system. And then, again, the numpties are out going, "You cannot have a two-tier internet system that speeds up the traffic of the privileged and leaves the rest of us lagging behind. You idiots!"
Yeah, idiots! Children, idiotic people!
Do you know why?
No, I've no idea. I was just helping you out.
He is an idiot!
You idiot! See what you've done? You've upset him now!
You flipping have! The purpose of this proposal is when there's a problem in the great big wide world, things like emergency services should be given high priority to the internet over your average household. So if there's, you know, like a plane crash or something, people are saying it would be perfectly acceptable, because there is huge traffic at those events around the world, it would be logical to downgrade the home people so it's a little bit slower for a while, and just so that you could give maximum internet power to the emergency services. And now they're saying, that's the privileged few, is it? No, you idiot! It's to enable people to communicate.
He needs to get an R button as well now, as he's saying R's instead of D's.
But it makes me so annoyed.
Well, if what you just said is true, because I was interrupted by my PA, who actually came into the studio with a sign saying, "Do you want a sausage sandwich?" So I was rather drawn away from the subject, as I'd be bored. Yes, with fried onions and mayonnaise, please, like that. Mm. So, but what I caught of what you'd said made a lot of sense, and if in fact that's it, all I could say is absolutely what you said to the numpties and the anoraks out there. Don't be so stupid!
No, but this is the problem, Lee. It's, again, and I apologise to everybody in the US, it's like the standing joke in journalism, when the US goes, "Achishu," Europe gets a cold straight away. And this is the thing here. A couple of days ago, the US Senate blocked a similar bill to enable a two-tier internet system to come into part. Now, the purpose behind it is to give emergency services data streams a huge priority. Prioritise the emergency services and throttle back as they say, on, you know, your normal home individuals. And I don't see a problem with that, because I'll tell you what, if you were at the other end of an accident and the data traffic needed to get to you, you'd want the internet to be working for that emergency service, wouldn't you?
So, you numpties, there is one question that you need to answer.
Go on.
What would you either rather have the internet used for emergency services or pornography?
Emergency services every day.
Absolutely, every time.
And talking of emergency...
When you need a helping hand,
go to the internet. Talking of emergencies, and I've got to commend that this gentleman, I really, really have. Harrison Ford has been injured.
If you believe it.
Why? Why are you not believing it?
Well, you've not told everybody what it's about yet, so I'll tell you when you've told them.
Oh, I see. Anyway, Harrison Ford, who's 72 years young, was flying solo in an old...
Solo.
Not Chewbacca.
I like doing that as well.
In a World War II training aircraft, when it crashed on a golf course. And, how he managed to land on that small piece of grass is beyond me. It's brilliant. The single engine plane clipped a tree as it went down. It took off from Santa Monica Airport, about the same at that point. He then radioed back to the airport to say that he'd got engine failure and wanted an immediate return to the airport for an emergency landing. Unfortunately, he just didn't have enough power to get back there. Luckily, he's in hospital. Which says what a good pilot he was, because he brought it down relatively level. And I tell you what, engine failure, which I've actually done a simulation of that when I was up at Peterborough learning. No, seriously, you have to, mate. It's scary. It's really horrible.
He means he's been on a computer doing a flying game.
No, up at Peterborough at Simpson Aerodrome. Look it up. when they do, your body kind of like... not necessarily freezes, but you don't feel comfortable because there should be this noise of this engine and it ain't there anymore. So I can understand the pain he must have gone through, not the crash pain, but the actual suffering beforehand of trying to get back to an airport. And I've got to say, and this is not an ageist comment, for a 72-year-old to be flying solo and do an emergency landing like that... Thank you. It's really magic. I tell you what, sir, Mr. Harrison Ford, I think looking at the footage of it, you did an amazing job. And I just hope other people don't have to learn from it, obviously. But absolutely fantastic. Had he been a few metres, yards the other way, Lee, straight into houses.
I agree, and being a fellow flyer, Harrison, old chap, with my gyro light, I understand tribulations that you must have gone through. I've tried to land on the kitchen cabinet on so many occasions, and it's veered off and taken out my eggs and stuff like that, or knocked a coffee cup off. I understand what you say, but the one thing that nags away at this story, and nobody's taking away from Mr. Ford and what he did, is that only after the event did this heroic Hollywood scenario of the fact that he could have wiped out all these people on the golf course if he hadn't flown so well. The simple fact is, what throws a doubt on that is that it's saying what a genius flyer he was, but in fact we're saying he was a genius flyer because he crashed.
No, because he had engine failure.
Well, he still crashed.
Not his fault the engine packed up, is it?
No, but you can... If you know your engine's
packing up... In which case, then, you're a bad driver.
I'm not a bad driver.
Yes, you are, because your Rolls Canardly was broken a lot.
It's not been broken for ages.
Shh, don't say a word, it'll go wrong now. but the fact... That's the same analogy. Your car breaks down, it's your fault as a driver. No. If you have an engine failure on an aircraft, which can happen... to actually do that landing the way he did, absolutely monumental. Absolutely monumental.
I think it is. And also, you've got to remember, at 72, he's getting a bit past it. Because it's only last year he broke his leg while he was making a film.
In fact,
now, when you start breaking your limbs and things like that, hip-hop party.
Do you know what, Lee? I'm not sure. I genuinely am not sure. Yeah. But I don't think, unless you get some special bit of paper, that you can fly solo in the UK at the age of 72 anymore. I could be wrong on that.
I think you possibly are, because I know Andrea's, the wonderful Andrea, my PA, who's gone to get me a sausage sandwich, right? Her father was a flyer, and I'm not sure at what age he stopped, but he stopped because of his health and would have carried on. But, and he was well into his, well, his late 60s, I think. So
yeah, I'm not sure.
Feasibly, I don't know, but it's okay. Worth
a 16-foot python has been found dead in a canal.
Good job, it's dead.
Up in Lee's part of the world. And the police are looking... I mean, no, the police need your help.
They do. They found the python, and now they need our help to find out who put it in the river. Maybe it just escaped. Maybe him living there. Maybe it's our equivalent of the Loch Ness Monster, this big undulating snake coming out of the undergrowth and diving into the thing to try and eat a boat.
I reckon somebody had been keeping it, and it was let go.
Like Mike Zuckerberg would let go somebody who he didn't think he could work for.
Yeah.
It's sacked the snake.
The other thing is, I don't know how old snakes last for. How old do they grow to?
Well, it depends if they fall in a canal or something, doesn't it? This one was 12 to 15 years old, wasn't it?
Well, yeah.
So how long do snakes live for?
I don't know.
And have they got the legs to support that kind of lifestyle? It's just one of those funny things, isn't it?
I know, the legs to stand on. No, I don't know. Apparently this snake died of a... what it could be. The snake died of a respiratory disease.
I see. Smoking gets you in the end.
And I think that would give me a clue. My supposition, Your Honour, is snake dies, bloke goes ooh-eck, and chucks it in the canal.
I think that's right. And I can't see... You know, all right, well, I don't know. Is it really a crime to chuck a dead 16.5-foot python in a canal? Is that a crime? What will you get done for?
I don't know.
But they're quite serious about finding this bloke, isn't they?
They are, rather. We're going to have to run through a couple of these because we are right towards the end. Good news if you're a...
I just say then, if we're getting right towards the end, because my PA can hear this, that actually we're getting right to the end of the show and she's still not left the building to go and get me sausage bucket.
Shame. Watch out, boys and girls. There's new parking rules coming in the UK, which will give you an extra 10 minutes on your parking meter before you get given a ticket.
Crazy.
And there's all, yeah, I know, everybody will just come back a bit later. But the fact is, there's various other changes that they're doing. So get on to the interweb and have a look about that. A 73-year-old ex-boxer.
Can I just say something very quickly on this new parking rule?
Go on.
It's slightly more sensible than the parking rules in Stoke-on-Trent, which is just down the road from me, where it actually says... On the car park, everybody was confused by it, but it's an official sign that says, car park closes 10:30 p.m. Then there's a sign underneath saying, car park will be closed 30 minutes before this time.
Great. I can't believe this, and I'm glad the guy was caught.
Yeah.
Solomon Bygrave was caught after he mugged a 93-year-old ex-boxer for £5. Do you know
Have you seen the film?
You should lock him up and throw the keys away. A sex offender, boys and girls, really, listen to this, sex offender who suffers from a range of health problems, which has been made worse by secondhand smoke, has gone to court, spending your money, going to court, to apply for a smoking ban in prisons. Well, he shouldn't have done the stuff in the first place, should he?
So it ended him up in prison, no.
Exactly. the former Australian Idol winner, Guy Sebastian, is going to be the Eurovision Song Contest singery person in May. Good luck.
Yeah, just hang your heads in shame, Australia, for joining in such a hideous criminal programme.
Yeah, and talk about getting old...
Who's getting old?
Lionel Richie. Unbelievable. Does he not know what Glastonbury's all about?
I think this is brilliant. I love you, Lionel, for being such an old
Lionel
idiot.
Richie, who's playing Glastonbury for the first time, says he cannot understand why the British stage outdoor festivals don't have a roof on them.
Oh, no, because I'd be in a theatre, you...
Bozo.
Bozo, get a bozo, thank you.
That's a new word. I haven't brought that one out for ages. but Lionel, if you go and look up Glastonbury,
yeah,
it's got many, many criteria, but there are two primary ones. First, it's got to rain.
And it's out, yeah.
And secondly, you have to roll around in the mud.
Which would be stupid if you were in a theatre. Yeah, you'd just get in trouble.
Yeah, you'd just ruin the floor putting the mud there, wouldn't you?
Yeah, and the pipes would have to burst, so the theatre would get flooded. Yeah. You've no idea, like, that's why you've always been a pop star. Only thing he ever did any good was that one, "Hello, how are you?"
Oh,
and
no.
Then they had to ruin it. They had to ruin it with that stupid video.
No, I tell you what, the song, what was it, All Night Long, that's okay.
That's Dancing on the Ceiling.
Yeah, All Night, no, All Night Long.
Dancing on the Ceiling.
Whatever. That's all right, but...
It isn't, it's just pop slush.
But the, hello.
How are you?
This is me you're looking for.
La, 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 la.
That's diabolical.
Diabolical. Yeah, terrible. The worst thing ever perpetrated on mandom.
On what?
Mandom.
Is that another word you just made up?
Oh, that's a proper word.
Is it?
That's a proper word. That's in my dictionary, what I ate.
That you nearly didn't manage to say.
Yeah, dictionary. Well, no, it's because of the first part of that word. It just upsets me now. All I can see is that when I say it now.
Oh, right. Are you sure about this? Here, are we going to do a Eurovision report because Australia are in here?
We'll have to, won't we?
Like we did before. Do you remember?
Well, it was really funny. We sat in Poprad together, didn't we? Side by side.
We were actually getting the reports from one of the senior members of Warner Music, SMS'd over to us from the green room, so we could broadcast them around the world.
Which is what we did, knee to knee.
It was quite funny, really, wasn't it? And people were complaining.
Who was complaining?
People on that network going around the world were going, stop doing all these Eurovision things, I hate it.
Oh, I remember, yeah. I know that was the night. And also, we'd been drinking that sliv vodka.
No, it wasn't that. You were drinking... No, don't tell anybody what you were drinking. Poor Andrew having to carry you home.
Absinthe.
That's the word. You said it now.
I know, but it didn't make my heart go fonder. It didn't. It just didn't. And if you remember, I actually walked...
Have you read Tony Blackburn's joke book this week?
He wouldn't think of something like that.
Wouldn't he?
Not Tony Blackbird.
Why?
The man, the man of wigdom.
No, the man who is past master at recreating himself.
I agree with the pastor, but I'd have put an it on the end.
Really?
Yes.
Anyway, listen. Matron, we have.
What have we done?
What have we done? We've done a show.
Is that it? Have we finished?
Just about.
And I never get told them about me tooth.
No, you didn't, did you?
Can I tell the ladies and gentlemen very quickly now?
You've got 10 seconds, literally.
Well, I went to the dentist, ladies and gentlemen, because I've got a crown that's come loose. And do you know what this dentist said? I'm not going to name him for obvious reasons when I tell you this. He said, I can't take it out because you might complain because it might be the thing could be broken. He says, but you could go in the toilets down the corridor and take it out yourself. Then I could put it back in for you. That is disgusting.
That's ridiculous.
That's outrageous.
That's barking mad.
I know, and is that dentist going to find out about that? Because I'm still sitting here when I refuse to do it. Mm. I am not a dental surgeon, and I'm certainly not a dental surgeon who goes
Lee.
And does it in a public toilet.
Say goodbye.
Bye-bye, everybody.
We'll see you next week, boys and girls, on whatever channel you happen to find us on. God knows where. It's on about every wave, including the Mexican wave, I think. but thanks very much indeed for your company. Thanks for those of you that have... I've missed a few comments again. I'm sorry. Never mind. We'll see you next week, boys and girls. Take care. Have a lovely, lovely, lovely week. Until next week. Bye-bye.